American history, our hope for the future. The definition of future is a time that is to come. When I was younger, I imagined the future as a metallic land filled with flying cars and robots, a world where aliens roam the earth and sadness is unknown. I no longer dream about a future where everyone lives on the moon. I dream about a different future, because we have enough stories with golden skyscrapers and advanced civilizations. People have already created 1,000 different worlds, each painted a different shade of silver. Hundreds of books have been written about the technology of years to come. After all the dreaming has been done, what is left for me? For the longest time, I thought the future was all figured out. When I was asked the question, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I would state my answer with the confidence only a 5-year-old can muster. "I want to be a mom." The world was simply that black and white. I knew exactly who I was going to be. I would marry my best friend, I would have 500 kids, and I would live in a shoe. Since then, I have matured. My views on the world have expanded. It's no longer just my family and I. I don't want to live in a shoe. I know that I am not the main character in the world's story, for the world is filled with history. History is written on the walls of caves left unexplored. It's written in libraries long since burned down. It's painted on stained glass windows that have been left broken, the shards littering the floor. History is surrounding us. We are the ones to rebuild the libraries, to explore the caves, and to clean up the glass. History has already been written, but the future is entirely up to us, and that gives me hope. Many dreams have already been dreamt, but that doesn't mean I can't dream my own. One of my favorite dreamers is Martin Luther King Jr. "I say to you today, my friends, that in spite of the difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I still have a dream." Dr. King said this in his famous speech, "I Have a Dream." After he passed away, many people have had the same dream as Dr. King. Thousands have marched for their rights, screaming with silence and peacefully protesting. He inspires hope even today. The power the past holds is immeasurable. I find myself looking to the past every day, seeking strength in the stories of people long gone. I look for tales of American men and women who did not stand down when fighting for freedom, and I feel a great joy in knowing that I am standing on the same soil they once stood. The history that our great nation is built upon is truly the key to our future. The definition of history is a tale or story. The story of our country is an epic one, a story filled with battles and scars. A group of adventurers left everything they had ever known behind and sailed on the Mayflower in hopes of finding freedom. Death and plague were just around the corner, each person in danger every day, but they stayed and they farmed and they persevered. From the foundation that the pilgrims laid down, our ancestors built a country filled with people ready to change. The people then fought a war. It was a long, bloody battle, but in the end, freedom won. From there, the nation grew, slowly starting to bloom. Since then, our nation's story has become legend. Our history is taught to us from a young age because it truly is that important. It is necessary for today's youth to know about the past so we can prevent mistakes from happening again, but most of all so we can have hope. When you look into the past, you see how America's story isn't just a brightly painted portrait sketched with freedom and framed with love. It is a battle scene with vivid red paint, passion in the paintbrushes, and hatred woven into the canvas. This is why our history is so important. We learn about the paintings of old so we can create new pictures. We learn how to rinse our brushes of the mistakes of our past, and we mix in new paint. We add a stroke of ambition and a dash of respect, and then we paint hope. Our history and our future have one thing in common. They are both stories. The past written in stone and the future still waiting to be molded into reality. I often wonder what my future holds. I wonder if I will become a mother and a wife or something else entirely. I wonder if I'll be the one running for president or the one voting. If I will become a warrior or a soldier. If I will be the one who protects people, who saves them. I wonder if I'll be the one making history or the one writing it down. I will forever look up to the people who have ensured my future. I will never stop being thankful for the brave people who have given up their lives so I can live mine. I have a future to look forward to and a past to look back on because of the patriots and the soldiers who had a dream so powerful they were willing to fight for it. And for that, I will always be grateful.